Mr. President, continuing from where our ambassador left me, India attaches great importance to the full implementation of amended Protocol 2 as well as its universalization. We have fulfilled all our obligations under this protocol related inter alia to non-production of non-detectable mines as well as rendering all our anti-personnel mines detectable in accordance with the provisions of the protocol. Our information regarding our obligations under amended Protocol 2 is regularly being disseminated to our armed forces. Additionally, the mines that have been used for our defensive military operations are laid within fenced perimeters and marked in accordance with the requirements as specified strictly in accordance with amended Protocol 2. And post these operations, these mines have been cleared in totality by our trained troops. We do believe that amended Protocol 2 strikes a fine balance between the humanitarian concerns on landmines on the one hand and the legitimate defensive requirements, particularly of states such as ours, which have long borders. An integral part of our efforts to avoid civilian casualties is to enhance the public awareness on landmines. Further, our mine victims are assisted in rehabilitation with financial compensation, employment and health assistance. And our ratification, India's ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Personnel with Disabilities, underscores the importance that we attach to victim assistance. We would also like to stress the importance of development and sharing of technologies to protect civilians against the indiscriminate use of mines as well as in mine clearance. India, as the chair is well aware, is a leading contributor to the UN peacekeeping operations and has extended assistance to international demining and rehabilitation efforts worldwide. Our mine clearing professionals have contributed to both clearance and clearance training in several countries, including Cambodia, Laos PDR, Angola, and Afghanistan. We have also provided support for mine clearance in Sri Lanka actively. In the last few years, over 500 personnel from various countries have undergone training in India, specifically in mine clearance and explosive disposal. And we remain committed to providing capacity building and assistance to countries upon their request. We do believe that amended Protocol 2 serves as an appropriate framework additionally for addressing the issue of improvised explosive devices, which is today the weapon of choice, unfortunately, for terrorists and illegal armed groups. We continue supporting the useful work on IDs under the CCW framework with a focus on addressing the threat of IDs while also underlining the responsibilities for ensuring the rule of law. India's Center of Excellence for Training on Improvised Explosive Devices has organized several training courses in which a number of service personnel from foreign countries have participated alongside Indian participants. Delegations over the last few years have included representatives from Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Vietnam, who have visited our Center of Excellence in India. Further, personnel from Bhutan, Ghana, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nepal, Seychelles, Sri Lanka, and Tanzania have actively been trained in counter IED and explosive disposal. In the last 1 year, Chair, with respect to our international technical cooperation and assistance exchange programs, I'd like to specifically mention that as far as our out visits are concerned, three officers from the Indian Army visited Egypt last year for discussion on areas of future cooperations to include counter IED subject matters from the 12th to 13th November. And we've had a number of in visits during this period, specifically to include a three-member delegation from Bangladesh, which visited our College of Military Engineering, India, for subject matter expert exchange on counter IED matters from the 10th to 12th of October 2018, a seven-member delegation from Australia, which attended the counter IED exercise Tigaroo at CME Pune from 26th October to 1st November 18, a three-member delegation from France, which visited CME Pune for the subject matter expert exchange on counter IEDs from 28th to 31st of November 2018, and lastly, a three-member delegation from Sri Lanka, which visited the College of Military Engineering Pune for a subject matter expert exchange on counter IEDs and demining from 16th to 18th January 2019. Finally, Mr. Chair, I'd like to assure you that we remain committed to our onerous responsibilities as a responsible signatory to amended Protocol 2, and we have been annually forwarding our national reports regularly under our mandate, updating the CCW forum of our various activities in upholding the tenets of amended Protocol 2. Thank you, Chair.